This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
This is Chairman Nelson. I have with me Commissioners Hansen and Feagin. This is the time and the place for the hearing regarding failure to pay gross receipts tax by Gold Line Telemanagement, Inc., Net One International, Inc., TTUSA Acquisition, Inc., Defense Mobile Corporation, and Star Mobile, Inc. With that, who will be representing staff on this matter?
This is Kristen Edwards representing Commission staff.
Go ahead, Ms. Edwards.
We'd like to call our first and only witness, Ms. Cindy Chemnitz.
If you would raise your right hand, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You may proceed.
Ms. Chemnitz, for the record, could you please state your name?
Cindy Chemnitz.
And where are you employed?
The Public Utilities Commission.
What do your job duties in general at the Public Utilities Commission entail as they relate to these dockets?
I'm the finance manager for the Public Utilities Commission, which part of my job is to collect the gross receipts tax. This hearing pertains to the calendar year 2015 interstate revenues. By April 1 of 2016, companies are to have their revenue forms for the previous year to me. By May 1, the PUC sets or establishes the rate and sends the invoices out. And then by July 15th, the tax is due.
Drawing your attention to what has been marked for identification purposes as Exhibit 1 and provided to the public by submission to our website, can you identify this exhibit?
Yes. This exhibit represents the companies that were sent notice of this hearing for failure to pay their calendar year 2015 gross receipts tax.
Did you prepare this exhibit?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any amendments to the exhibit at this time?
No.
Referring to this exhibit, were orders to show cause and notice of hearing sent to those companies because they conduct business in South Dakota as telecommunications companies and they have failed to timely pay their gross receipts tax?
Yes.
On what date was the order to show cause signed by the commission?
November 16, 2016.
And on what date was the order sent to the companies on Exhibit 1?
The same day, November 16th, 2016.
How were the companies notified of the gross receipts tax rate and assessment?
They were emailed for their invoices, and the invoices were sent out on the 28th of April. The second notice after they were delinquent was sent out on August 15th, and the third notice was sent out on September 16th.
Do you have any further comments with regard to this exhibit?
No.
Okay. At this time, I would offer staff's Exhibit 1.
Seeing no objection, it is received.
Ms. Chemnitz, what is your recommendation for the companies listed in the exhibit?
I would recommend that Gold Line Telemanagement, Inc. and Net One International, Inc. Certificate of Authority be revoked and order that TTUSA Acquisition, Inc., Defense Mobile Corp., and Star Mobile, that they would file the appropriate reports and pay the delinquent gross receipts tax that is due, including the 10% penalty for each month of delinquency.
Thank you. I have no further questions and would tender this witness for examination by the commission.
We appreciate that opportunity. Questions from the commission? I ask again, questions from the commission? And one last time, questions from the commission. Seeing no questions for Ms. Chemnitz, you may step down. Thank you. Is there a motion? I will move that the commission revoke the certificate of authority in TC 16-062 and TC 16-063 for the failure to pay the gross receipts tax pursuant to SDC L 49-1A-3, 49-1A-5, and 49-31-3. And I further move that TT USA Acquisition Inc., Defense Mobile Corporation, and Star Mobile Inc. file the appropriate report for calendar year 2015 and pay the delinquent gross receipts tax that is due, including a 10% penalty for each month of delinquency. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Ms. Edwards, do you have anything further today?
I do not. Thank you.
This hearing will be adjourned.